Alana cocked her head, and Han thought he saw a flash of hope in her eyes, a flash that vanished as quickly as it had appeared.
"Do I have a choice?"
she asked.
"Not really,"
Han admitted.
"Now that the Sith know, it's only a matter of time until everyone knows."
"That's what I thought,"
she said.
"It doesn't take a genius to figure out they won't keep the secret for long. And when your secret is about to be exposed, Mom says it's better to reveal everything yourself."
"That's right," Han agreed. "So it looks like it's your idea."
Alana smiled.
"Bluffing rule number one. Always look like you're in control."
"And you'll be in control,"
Han finished. He paused, sighed, and then spoke in a quiet voice.
"I guess it's official."
"What?"
Alana asked.
"I've taught you everything I know."
Alana frowned.
"Everything?"
she asked.
"That's pretty hard to believe."
"Well, everything that matters,"
Han confirmed. He let his tone grow serious.
"Those are the two secrets to life, Alana. Keeping it simple and looking like you're in control."
Alana considered this for a moment.
"And it took you how long to teach those to me?"
Han shrugged, then smiled.
"Keeping it simple is harder than you think."
He reached down to scratch behind the ears of Alana's pet Nexu and was rewarded with a raspy rumble of contentment.
"You're sure Angie's not going to have a problem with this?"
"Angie's smarter than you think, Grandpa. She understands that this is a big deal."
"That's what I'm worried about,"
Han said.
"She might take the excitement the wrong way."
Alana let out a weary sigh.
"Is anyone going to be shooting blaster bolts at her?"
"Let's hope not,"
Han said.
"What about the lightsabers?"
"Is anyone going to swing one at her?"
"I doubt it," Han said.
"Then everything's going to be fine,"
Alana said.
"Trust me."
Han felt a sudden pang of joy and pride.
"Well, if you're going to put it that way, I guess I have no choice."
Alana shot him one of her lopsided smiles, then said,
"I was wondering if you were ever going to figure that out."
Before Han could protest, Angie's head popped up and turned toward the rear of the flight deck. Then C-3PO came clumping out of the access corridor.
"Master Solo asked me to tell you that she's ready."
"About time."
Han fired up the repulsor lift drives.
"I was beginning to think she was changing her mind."
Out on the flight deck, Gavin Darklighter barked an order, and the Void Jumper Brigade came to attention and saluted. Han flashed the Falcon's landing lights in reply, then engaged the repulsor lifts and eased out of the executive hangar. He swung around beneath the Megador's bow and calmed for permission to depart the Super Star Destroyer's vicinity. To his surprise, it was Admiral Boitu himself who replied.
"Permission granted, with our greatest reluctance and gratitude,"
he said.
"Safe journeys, Millennium Falcon."